Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, March 25, 2025.
Market reactions to U.S. trade policies. On March 24, 2025, financial markets around the world surged with optimism after news that the U.S. government might remove certain tariffs from its upcoming trade policies, set to start on April 2. This potential change eased investor worries and boosted stock futures. Trade tensions between the U.S., China, and Canada continue to be a major concern. President Donald Trump has proposed a hefty 25% tariff on auto imports, which could significantly impact the automotive industry. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is pushing for a snap election on April 28 to secure a strong mandate to address these trade challenges. Geopolitical tensions are also affecting global currency reserves. China's Vice Premier He Lifeng met with business leaders from major companies like Apple and Pfizer to reassure them about China's market potential. The U.S. dollar remains the dominant global reserve currency, making up 57% of central bank reserves, but worries about its long-term stability are growing. Additionally, the Turkish lira has steadied after recent political unrest, with Turkish stocks rising by 3%. Overall, the interplay of U.S. trade policies, geopolitical tensions, and currency stability will continue to shape global financial markets.
U.S. egg imports surge amid bird flu crisis. The United States is significantly increasing egg imports from Brazil due to a serious bird flu outbreak that has killed nearly 170 million birds since early 2022, causing a major egg shortage in grocery stores. In February 2025, wholesale egg prices jumped by 53.6%, putting financial strain on consumers and businesses. To tackle this issue, the U.S. government has announced a $1 billion plan to lower egg prices, which includes support for farmers to prevent the virus's spread and explore vaccine options. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is also considering relaxing rules to allow eggs from broiler chickens, which are usually raised for meat but currently thrown away due to safety regulations. According to the Brazilian Animal Protein Association, U.S. egg imports from Brazil soared by 93% in February compared to last year. These eggs, once limited to pet food, are now being considered for processed foods like cake mixes and ice cream, although the FDA has previously denied their use for human consumption due to salmonella risks. Wayne Sanderson Farms, a leading poultry producer, discards around 500,000 eggs each week that don't meet specifications. The ongoing egg shortage is driving food inflation, impacting consumers already facing higher prices for various goods. States like Nevada and Arizona have paused animal welfare policies requiring cage-free eggs to address the supply crisis, while the U.S. government actively seeks more egg supplies from Brazil and other countries, including Turkey and South Korea.
Indian rupee rallies amid strong dollar inflows. On March 24, 2025, the Indian rupee, INR, surged back to life, recovering from earlier losses this year. It reached a high of 85.50 Indian rupees against the United States dollar, USD, and closed at 85.6350 Indian rupees, marking a 0.4% increase for the day. This rise was fueled by strong dollar sales from foreign banks, boosting demand for the rupee. Analysts, including Dilip Parmar from HDFC Securities, noted that the gains were driven by loans between companies and the return of corporate profits, which often happens in March, the end of India's financial year. Additionally, foreign investments in Indian bonds hit around $3 billion in March, further supporting the rupee's strength. However, some experts warn that the rupee's momentum may face hurdles due to upcoming U.S. tariffs set to take effect on April 2, 2025, which could create uncertainty for the Indian economy.
China Development Forum 2025, U.S. and China discuss economic cooperation. On March 24, 2025, Vice Premier He Lifeng spoke to foreign business leaders at the China Development Forum in Beijing, highlighting China's promise to keep its market open and attract foreign investment. Despite facing long-lasting housing market issues and slow domestic spending, he assured multinational companies that China is still a viable market. The forum brought together key figures like Tim Cook from Apple, Cristiano Amon from Qualcomm, and Pascal Soriot from AstraZeneca, along with U.S. Senator Steve Daines, marking the first congressional visit to China since January 2017. Premier Li Qiang stressed the significance of globalization and market openness amid economic division. The State Council recently introduced a plan to boost foreign investment by easing restrictions in manufacturing. These discussions are crucial for shaping future U.S.-China economic partnerships, as both nations stand to gain from increased collaboration.
Legal challenge on deportation of Venezuelan migrants. In a recent hearing, U.S. Circuit Judge Patricia Millett made a shocking statement. Venezuelan migrants facing deportation under the Trump administration had fewer rights than Nazis during World War II. She pressed government lawyer Drew Ensign about the treatment of these migrants, who are being targeted for removal under an obscure 18th century law, allegedly due to ties with the Tren de Aragua gang. Judge Millett expressed worries about whether these individuals had enough time to fight their deportation claims before being sent back to El Salvador. This case is a crucial test of the government's broad authority in immigration matters. Just days earlier, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg had imposed a 2-week ban on deportations without final orders from immigration judges. Families of the deported Venezuelans deny any gang connections, highlighting the contentious nature of the government's claims. The outcome of this legal battle could set an important example for future immigration policies, impacting the lives of thousands of migrants.
Size warns of foreign influence in Canadian elections. On March 24, 2025, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, or SIS, sounded the alarm about outside influence in the upcoming general election on April 28. They identified China and India as potential sources of this interference, particularly through smart technology. This warning comes amid rising tensions, as China recently imposed tariffs on over $2.6 billion worth of Canadian agricultural products in retaliation for Canadian tariffs. Additionally, Canada expelled 6 Indian diplomats over a plot against Sikh separatists on its soil. SIS emphasized the urgent need to protect the integrity of Canada's elections, warning that outside influence can weaken public trust in democracy. As the election approaches, safeguarding democratic values has never been more critical.
Iran's stance on U.S. negotiations. Iran's foreign minister, Syed Abbas Arachi, stated that the country will not enter direct talks with the United States unless there is a major shift in U.S. policy. Speaking at a Red Crescent Society meeting in Tehran, he criticized the U.S. strategy of heavy sanctions, which he believes obstructs any chance for negotiations. Arachi made it clear that without a fundamental change in Washington's approach, direct discussions are off the table. However, he mentioned that Iran is open to indirect negotiations to share its messages. In a related comment, Behrouz Kamalvandi, spokesperson for the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, indicated that Iran is ready to resume its commitments under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, if its rights are acknowledged. The rising tensions between Iran and the U.S. continue to impact regional stability and global oil prices, raising important questions about the future of international relations.
OpenAI's global expansion plans. OpenAI has appointed Brad Lightcap as the new leader for global growth and business collaborations. Meanwhile, CEO Sam Altman will shift his focus to enhancing research and product development. The company is teaming up with SoftBank Group and Oracle on the bold $500 billion Stargate project, which aims to create a network of data centers to support AI workloads. Additionally, OpenAI is raising $40 billion to transition into a for-profit entity, a vital step for securing funding to develop advanced AI models. This strategic move highlights OpenAI's commitment to simplifying its products and attracting new investments in a rapidly evolving AI landscape.
Boeing's legal battle over 737 MAX crashes. Boeing is attempting to retract its admission of guilt related to two devastating crashes of its 737 MAX jets, which led to the loss of 346 lives in 2018 and 2019. The U.S. Justice Department accused the company of misleading authorities about safety issues in the aircraft's software. In July 2022, Boeing agreed to a deal,
paying a $487.2 million penalty, and committing $455 million to safety improvements over 3 years. However, a U.S. judge rejected this agreement in December 2022 due to concerns about a diversity and inclusion provision. Now, Boeing is in talks for a new deal with the Justice Department, possibly influenced by the Trump administration. Recent remarks from Steve Bradbury, the new Deputy Transportation Secretary, stressed the urgent need for stricter oversight of Boeing and the aviation industry. These ongoing legal issues raise serious questions about corporate responsibility in aviation safety.
Trump's new tariffs announcement. On March 24, 2025, President Donald Trump revealed plans to impose new taxes on key industries, including cars, aluminum, and pharmaceuticals, during a cabinet meeting at the White House. He emphasized that these products are crucial for national security, especially in emergencies. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick announced that the official details will be released on April 2, 2025. This policy aims to protect local industries and reduce dependence on imports, addressing trade deficits while supporting American jobs. However, these taxes could raise prices for consumers and provoke responses from countries like China and Canada. The potential impact of this policy could shake up the U.S. economy and affect everyday Americans. What does this mean for you? Stay tuned for updates.
Mintz Group employees released after two-year detention. Mintz Group, a U.S. due diligence firm, has secured the release of its employees who were held in detention for 2 years in China. This ordeal began in March 2023 when Chinese officials raided the Mintz office in Beijing, arresting five local staff members. This crackdown on consultancy firms, including Bain & Company and CapVision Partners, has raised concerns among foreign businesses about investor confidence in China. Mintz Group focuses on business inquiries, particularly investigating human rights violations linked to forced labor and supply chains from the Xinjiang region. With 12 offices worldwide and over 280 investigators, the firm plays a crucial role in the global business landscape. The release of its employees marks a significant shift in the ongoing tensions between foreign businesses and Chinese regulatory practices.
Legal controversy involving Paul Weiss and Donald Trump. A major legal controversy has erupted involving Paul Weiss, a leading New York City law firm, and former U.S. President Donald Trump. Chairman Brad Karp made a controversial deal with Trump to lessen the impact of an executive order that limited access to government buildings for lawyers from firms representing Trump's political opponents. This order threatened the government contracts of those firms' clients. As part of the agreement, Paul Weiss committed $40 million in legal services to support initiatives like combating anti-Semitism and helping veterans. However, this decision faced significant backlash, with over 100 former Paul Weiss lawyers signing an open letter criticizing the firm's actions as yielding to political pressure. Meanwhile, another law firm, Perkins Coie, chose to challenge Trump's executive order in court, leading to a judge in Washington, D.C., temporarily blocking parts of it, suggesting it likely violated the U.S. Constitution. Karp expressed concerns about losing clients and the firm's future if they opposed the administration, raising important questions about political influence in the legal profession. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.